Joining me on the line is Tori Pollard, who is the General Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM. So a very good morning.
Good morning to you.
Nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a bit warmer today, isn't it?
It is. It's been about 4 degrees. I'm really boring when people ask me what the weather's like because I always give them a weather report.
it's miserable when it's too cold, I must admit.
So is it very festive down there at the moment?
No. She says no. We're getting there, but we're taking a slower approach to it this year. I think there's some anxiety around kind of COVID and what's happening. And, so we're beginning, and in fact, over the last kind of week or so, lots of the people that we support have been making festive decorations, which is lovely. We've decided to go the whole hog this year and make our own Christmas tags and Christmas paper and everything. So, yeah, we've kind of started this week just to filter it out. And it was really lovely because I came in this morning and a number of the people that we support, with the help of some of the staff, have decorated the windows at some of the, at the front of the home. So I came in and there were lots of snowflakes.
Oh, lovely. I keep forgetting we're not at December. I put the tree up in the studio about 2 weeks ago.
And do you know, it's amazing how many people have actually got their trees up already. And it's a bit early.
It is a bit early.
I'm a bit like, hold on a minute. Yeah. Because actually what happens is, you put your tree up and then you get bored with it.
Yes.
You get bored looking at my... Do you know, my dad will be cursing me right now because if my dad could, he'd have the tree up all year round. He's that sort of person.
You want to make sure he's probably not put it up sneakily.
No, well, no, because he needs a little helper for that, so my son goes to help him. But, yeah it's a little bit early, so I think we're planning on starting ours this weekend coming, and hopefully... And we have a big home, so... There's a lot of effort to go into kind of Christmas decorations here. But, yeah, we will start, but it just has to be December. Need to get it right.
Now, you've got an open day coming up.
Yeah, so on Saturday, we have an open day. So between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m, people need to book an appointment, which they can do through our email address, which is on our website, through our Facebook address, or through phoning the home, absolutely fine. And it's really a way of saying, you know, we've obviously been in and out of lockdowns and we've had a lot of refurbishment done to the home. So the home has really changed inside. And I'm aware that lots of people won't have seen that. And whether they're interested in care for a loved one or whether it's just that they live locally and they want to see what's been going on in here, people are more than welcome to come on Saturday, so this Saturday the 4th. Between 10 and 4, book your appointment, and then both myself and some other customer relations manager will just give you a bit of a tour of the home. We will need to do a lateral flow test for those people that are coming in, and obviously PPE will need to be worn, but it will be nice just to show people around, you know, what we've done here and what changes have occurred.
Now, you've got the wishing tree?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Well, do you know, it's been amazing, absolutely amazing. So our wishing tree is for United in Kind. They're a charity that support vulnerable people that are living in Brentwood and surrounding villages and may have been on their own for some time. And they came up with a really lovely idea of supporting people in the community that may not get a kind of a Christmas present or something like that, with granting them a wish. And they're working with Home Instead. And the wishing tree that we have is for vulnerable people in the community and carers that work for Home Instead in the community. And each of their staff have made a wish, and we've got the wishes on our tree. Now, we have 4 wishes left on our tree, and the staff here have been absolutely amazing at picking off the wishes. Lots of relatives have also picked a wish off the tree, thanks to my dad, who has a wish. We're granting wishes. So we've only got 4 wishes left. So if anybody wants to come by and pick up a wish, then those wishes have to be fulfilled. And I know that Caris from United in Kind is going to pop over on the 10th of December just to collect all of those little gifts up so that she can go and distribute them. So,
oh, that's amazing. Lovely. Oh, but what a lovely thing to do.
It is. Do you know, it's really pretty. And you can see pictures of it on our Facebook page. Where it had lots of wishes on. It's looking a little bit bare now, but it's really lovely to be able to support people that, you know, have worked endlessly, and tirelessly. Some of the wishes have, you know, that we've been given are from people that have worked in care for sort of, you know, over 20 years, and that's some dedication. It really is. So we're very keen to you know, to thank those people. And some of the wishes are just lovely. Tearjerkers, I'd have to say. But, yeah, really, really lovely to be able to be part and parcel of that. I'm very proud to host the tree here, obviously, at Brentwood Care Centre.
And just a quick shout-out again for your Facebook page.
Yes. So we're on Facebook. And do you know what? I post to this Facebook page religiously, and yet I can never remember it. But it is just, if you go onto Facebook and just search for Brentwood Care Centre, and we'll be there. There's lots of videos on there that we've kind of made in the home. There's lots of information about the home. You can go on there and obviously send us messages, request brochures, whatever it is that you want. But you can also see snippets and highlights of what's been going on in the home and things that we do here. So it's a really good place to kind of, yeah, informally stalk us, I suppose.
That's a new phrase. I might use that. Informally stalk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of good, isn't it?
Because, I like that one.
You know, nobody knows that you're looking, but you're certainly having a peek.
Yes.
But it's really lovely, and, you know, it's really nice to be able to continue to engage with people that visit the Facebook page. So, yeah, it's good.
And remember the open day this Saturday between 10 and 4 as well, if you want to pop along and have a look. You will have to wear your PPE and have your COVID test when you get there. But it's a great opportunity to have a look round.
It is. And it will be lovely for Summer and I to meet new people. That's what we do. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing as many people as we can fit in through the doors. But please book your appointment early.
Lovely to talk to you. Have a fantastic day. And we'll talk to you again in about another 2 weeks.
Indeed.
Lovely.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Tori Pollard there, who is the General Manager at Brentwood Care Centre, who are one of our sponsors here at Phoenix FM.